Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We all woke to the news that we're sending an aircraft carrier to the region of Iran.
And that's why we have invited Mike Lyons, military analyst for CBS News, to talk to us about the royal baby. Mike, it's a boy.
Morning, guys. It's great news this morning.
Hey, listen, it's always great to talk. So this is, well, you tell us, is this clearly a step, a significant step, ratcheting up tensions with Iran?
Well, it is, and I'm surprised that the messenger, John Bolton, as opposed to the Pentagon, usually troop movements come from the Pentagon, comes sort of out of nowhere, and with this kind of masked type of message about the Iranians have stepped up potential attacks on U.S. troops. Now, who are those U.S. troops, the ones in Iraq, or are they going to support terrorist organizations and go after U.S. forces in places around the world? So I think the administration is going to have to put out a little more information right now, because all we've got now is the 1890s policy of gunboat diplomacy by moving an aircraft carrier group that's already in the Mediterranean. It's been on deployment for about 7 or 8 months already, working with NATO. And actually, they were doing things with Israel a few months ago. And they'll just extend their deployment now and come through the Suez Canal and troll around the Persian Gulf and see what's going on there.
Well, I get that the U.S. is trying to put the squeeze on Iran in a couple of different ways, sanctions and uh-huh. and ending the arms deal and the rest of it. But it's not clear to me exactly why now. What's happening?
Right. Yeah, I don't know why either. There's nothing that, what's been leaked out this morning is this imminent attack on U.S. forces, which would be the dumbest thing the Iranians can do. Because what they're pretty good at is fighting war by proxy. You know, they've learned from the Russians in some ways to kind of fly below the radar and don't get, directly accused of doing something in particular. So I think for this to come out like this, there's got to be some other information that forces us to do this or not. It just could be the president wakes up and says, you know what, we have a carrier group that's in the area, let's send him there, let's make a big deal about it, let's go see if we can instigate something. Because now you bring the ships within that group there, there's going to be a lot more traffic in the Persian Gulf, there's going to be a lot more opportunity for Iranian naval forces to do what they do, which is harass them, get close to them, and try to instigate a shooting match.
Well, Marco Rubio made a statement, and I'm not sure why. I mean, I know he's on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, but he doesn't run America's military. But he said, we will not distinguish between attacks from Shia militias in Iraq or the Revolutionary Guard, any proxy group anywhere. That's Iran, and we will respond accordingly.
Yeah, that's probably what that the administration is kind of hanging on a very weak thread by is this whole proxy concept. And we've already declared, I think, one of the groups inside of the Iranians, their Republican Guard unit, a terrorist organization. As they get involved and try to, you know, progress their agenda throughout the Middle East, which is opposite of ours and opposite of democracy, and it's opposite of peace and freedom. We've got to figure out a way to combat this. And the sanctions that we've applied against them about companies or countries that are continue to buy Iranian oil is all about banking. It's all about shutting down their capability to do banking. If they don't comply, India will be in trouble, and even South Korea. Some of our allies who rely on a significant amount of oil coming out of Iran in particular will be, we're going to force them to we have to make it up to them at some point, but this is all about putting the screws to them from a banking perspective.
Well, I hope we're not talking to you a whole bunch over the couple of coming weeks because there was a dust-up. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, and these are, you know, powder keg type things happen when they get, you light the fuse like this. I think there's a lot of forces right now acting in an international community. You've got Kim Jong-un with his solid booster and ballistic missile rocket test he did over the weekend as well. That's looking at that, that's a completely different missile system. He's another one going right to the edge. He's setting back that the whole diplomacy that's taking place there. You got the president talking to Vladimir Putin, making some crazy comments about, I saw him smile over the radio, over the telephone. I'm not sure how that works out, but so there's a lot of forces, I think, acting on the administration to try to be tough, act tough. And we've got an election coming up, and I think this president's mentality is he's got to be tough in order to get reelected. Let's hope he doesn't, you know, he says he doesn't want to get us involved in foreign entanglements, but sure enough, it doesn't stop us from sending a carrier group to the Middle East.
Mike Lyons, military analyst, CBS News. Thanks, Mike. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.